Yosefa Pete lives in Melbourne with her husband and two young sons. To satisfy her love of writing, she writes a blog titled Always Yosefa. She also occasionally has cravings for hamburgers. During one of those episodes, she discovered a little of what Oscar Wilde may have meant when he said, "No good deed goes unpunished." Yosefa joins me on the phone this morning. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Rodney. It's a pleasure to be with you.
In one of your blog posts, you wrote about a random act of kindness that produced a rather unusual result. Maybe you can tell me a little about what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Funny you mentioned the hamburger. It was a hamburger craving that led me down to one of the CBD shopping malls to grab a hamburger on my lunch break. And as I was sitting there eating this, it was actually a terrible hamburger in the end, but I was short for time, so I had to eat it. Corner of my eye, noticed this man behind me rummaging through the bin, and he was pulling out scraps of food, which were probably quite fresh because it was peak lunch hour, so people were just throwing out their lunch. And he was eating these scraps of food that he was sort of pulling out of the bin, and I was quite taken aback by that. I mean, that's not something you see every day. Didn't have a chance to even digest what was happening when this really smartly dressed businesswoman comes up to this man and hands him a brown pizza box. And pretty much all she said was, "I've bought you a hot lunch," and hands him the box and walks away. And that was it. I was stunned. I was stunned. I was like, wow, this is incredible. What an incredible thing to do. And sort of reached for my phone to tweet it out, how wonderful is this random act of kindness, when I sort of get interrupted. I was on this shared sort of communal trestle table, and these two women in front of me just start attacking this random act of kindness. They absolutely demolished any integrity or any kindness there was in this act of giving, a homeless man a hot lunch.
What on earth could they find to complain about with someone doing such a wonderful deed?
Oh, well, to be more honest, I almost thought it was a reality prank show. I sort of looked around and went, no, they can't be saying this, really. This is part of a gag. But it wasn't. They were like, she must be doing an online thing. How is she going to solve these problems with one pizza? And I was lost for words, which is incredible for me because I've got lots of words. And before you know it, their whole conversation turns into how, you shouldn't be doing these things because what is there to gain from them? And on they went.
So how did you react to it then? I mean, I can't imagine that sitting there eating your lunch was an appealing thing after that.
Not at all. Didn't eat any of my lunch from that point on. Lunch was irrelevant to me. Before I could even digest anything else that was going on, these women packed up their handbags and threw whatever they had out and went off, I'm assuming, back to their workplace. And then I was churning with my conscience at that point because I've just witnessed this woman, buy a lunch for a person she doesn't know, and I'm sitting there with my hamburger, which wasn't nice, but it's still hot and it was still a hamburger. So the best I could do was not throw it away, and I left it where it was, which is very visible, right next to the man. And as I was turning around, I was on the escalator on the way up, he was eating my hamburger, my leftover hamburger and fries. And I guess that's as good as I could be. I wish I was as brave as that woman was when she bought him his lunch, but I wasn't. But at least I didn't destroy the integrity of her act, because that's just wrong.
I mean, it's an amazing circumstance that someone can do something so wonderful and then be torn down like that. Obviously, she wasn't there to experience that, and she probably wouldn't care because she wanted to help this guy out. Yosefa, thank you so much for sharing that story on your blog and also for spending time with me. I think it's something that we need to look at. When a good deed like that can be torn down, we've got to say, well, what's going on with our society? But thank you for at least what you did, and even amidst that, trying to work out what was going on, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.